You guys want any pastries or anything?
Do you want a pastry? I can tell by the look on her face. Say yes to the pastry.
I want, yes, pastry.
It's rude of us to say no to the guests, so it's good that you're saying yes. And we are at Woodstar Cafe on Masonic Street in Northampton with Claire Morneau from CISA, the local hero, folks, and the new-ish owner of the Woodstar Cafe, Mark Krause, who is assessing the pastry cabinet with Calise as we speak. Mark, I say you're the new-ish owner of this cafe because it's now been, what is it, 3 years?
3 years. 3 years in March.
Which is as old as our show is, pretty much exactly, and I don't like when people say you're new show, but yes, you're still the new owner of Woodstar to me, even though it's the same exact amount of time.
Well, when you think about children at three, they kind of are getting the grasp of sentences and, like, object permanence. So 3 years is still pretty young.
But what's interesting about you, Mark, and Woodstar is this had been established as a cafe, and at least from the initial reports about when you purchased Woodstar, you were going to make no changes and just keep the ship going forward.
That was the plan. We've done that, except in a little expansion in the kitchen.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's an open concept kitchen now, so we have a lot more space, over 900 square feet of space, so we're able to work more efficiently and have things at the ready for our customers. So we're able to produce our food faster and more efficiently, and then also we're able to expand our wholesale program greatly by almost 3 times as much as what we were doing.
Where are you wholesaling to?
One of our biggest customers is Esalon, which actually happens to be ours as well. And then we sell to Amherst Coffee and Cushman, Amherst College, and a few other places throughout the valley.
We'll briefly mention Esalon. I'll just say that that is like my work home away from home in Hampshire County, where I'm traveling between one interview and another interview. I plop down at Esalon, get my little headphones out, start editing away at the show. So it's a wonderful resource right there on Route 9.
Which is to say, if you see Monty at Esalon, don't bother him.
Don't bother me. No, you can bother me. You can always bother me. I'm that guy. I'm always botherable. But what made you, Mark, want to expand from just Esalon and come to run this cafe in Northampton?
Other previous owners had been in this for almost 20 years, and it was their time to move on and do some other things that they're interested in doing. And we were such a big part of this business, buying all of our breads and pastries from it. So we decided that it was in our best interest to actually be part of Woodstar, Esalon Woodstar, so we could make our own breads and pastries.
You were already using them as a resource, and if that resource was about to go away, you'd just consume the resource and become the resource.
Exactly.
Vertical integration, so that
something
is
like that.
Why was Esalon not making pastries at their location? Because they've got a kitchen, too.
Our kitchen is actually pretty small at Esalon, and we wouldn't have the space to do it. And I've looked into baking on my own over the years, and it's a pretty daunting task to own a bakery. So to create one from scratch for Esalon would have been a bit much for the space that we had.
I want to ask about your background. How did you get into this business?
Cafe,
I have
coffee bakery business.
I have a huge drive for coffee. I've always loved coffee since I was probably too young. And same for food. I've always been a big into food. You know, I was always known as the coffee guy when I was younger, and always like asking when in my previous career, I was always asking about lunch at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
If you go into Esalon, you can see people. Are they roasting back there, or what are they?
Yeah, we roast on Mondays and Thursdays, yeah. And we have hundreds of wholesale customers throughout the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And then we distribute several other products like alternative milks, oat milk, soy milk, almond milk, coconut milk, syrup, sauces, soy equipment, anything related for that you need for a cafe or a restaurant.
Does all of it get roasted right there on site, or are there other places too?
It's all roasted right there. Yeah, we roast several thousand pounds a week.
There's a lot of great local coffees, and I still have not given up on my idea that we are going to do a regular feature where we meet all of the coffee roasters of the 413.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of doing this right now with you, but this does not count. We're going to go do an official coffee
well,
roasting.
Woodstar doesn't have their own coffee, so it wouldn't count. Esalon's got a coffee, so we'd go to Esalon to see the coffee.
Yes.
But Woodstar doesn't roast their own coffee, so this wouldn't count anyway.
But you're using Esalon coffee at Woodstar.
100%.
You following along, listener? It's a little complicated, but it's not that hard.
Not too.
It's like blending a family. You know, some of these people are your siblings, and some of them aren't. You're all still together.
And your in-laws, your outlaws, it's all the same.
How do you take your coffee?
I like my coffee black, and then I love espresso as well.
We love you already, Mark Krause. How do you do it, Claire? Just because Calise and I are black coffee all the time.
Well,
we'll do a latte once in a while.
Every once in a while, but I'm picky about milk texture, especially because, like everybody else who went to liberal arts college, I also had time as a barista.
Yeah, yeah.
I make myself an AeroPress latte most mornings. Got to meet those protein goals.
Big fan of the AeroPress. That's what Mr. Universe always makes me when I have coffee at his house.
It rated really high amongst the Serious Eats comparison. I think it actually might have been the highest rated.
Back to Woodstar Cafe here on Masonic Street in Northampton with new-ish owner Mark Krause.
How did you connect with Woodstar in the first place?
Well, Esalam was looking for a baker, and Rebecca, the previous owner, Rebecca Robbins, was an exceptional baker. We felt like Woodstar had the best muffins, the best bread, the best pastries, so it just made sense to partner with somebody that had the best products around that could produce the amount that we were going to be using.
I want to ask about your local sourcing. Tell us about your relationships with local farms.
Well, we actually buy a few things during the summer when they're available from Rebecca Robbins at Sapphire Wing Farm. We try to buy as much local as possible.
We're still at the beginning of the growing season here locally, but I'm looking at the menu here at Woodstar today. What is local and coming from where? There is a salad called Rebecca's. Not made with real Rebecca.
Well, one of our main menu items on the board actually is our roast beef that we get from Sutter's down the road. They do everything right there for us. So that's one of our primary things. And then there's a host of other things that are bought local. And we also do business with Ground Up Flour in Holyoke.
Yes.
Yep.
Both. Sutter and Ground Up have been on the show.
Is it harder sourcing local ingredients for the bakery than it is for the restaurant side?
It is a little bit harder because of the amounts that we're producing. So when you start looking at flour and sugar and other things related for baking, what is it that you're going to, where are you going to buy these things from? So, you know, like the mass amount of flour that we're using, where we buy it from King Arthur in Vermont, which is
local enough.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Yeah. You know? Also a fun, like, little day trip if you want to go. There's a cool science museum right down the street from there, too.
Exactly. And it's it's a great quality product.
You can make all sorts of Monty Python references, too. You're hanging out with King Arthur.
It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the castle of Camelot, king of the Britons, defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England. Pull the other one.
Do you shout out at the people when you go visit them? Are you being repressed?
Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Just come in with coconuts as you enter.
You've got two empty halves of coconut and you're banging them together. So?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
I was not that type of nerd.
You weren't the right type of nerd then, Claire.
You still have time.
What are the challenges that you have faced? You purchased this cafe after coming out of COVID, but Esalon went through COVID. Let's leave COVID aside, I guess. In 2026, what are you facing now, challenge-wise, running these two kind of iconic cafes in Northampton and Hatton?
Is it just the threat to coffee in general?
Well, that is one of the things I was going to say, is both coffee and chocolate have surged in prices significantly over the last several years, and it's been very difficult to stay on top of our costs related, and then increases insurance and utilities, everything. So staying on top of these, which without addressing it through our prices, is very difficult to do. But sometimes we absorb a lot of these costs. From the time that we acquired Woodstar in 2023, just over a year later, chocolate prices had gone up more than 100%, and they topped out almost close to 300. So we were buying a case of chocolate chips, like a really high-end case of chocolate chips, for $140 when I first started in 2023. And at the end of 2025, we were spending almost $350 on the same case of chocolate chips.
That's crazy. Wow. Yet you're trying to absorb the cost.
And does keeping as much local as possible kind of mitigate any of those costs at all?
It depends. You know, the demands for the local purveyors, they run the similar thing. If they can get a higher price for it, you know, on the open market, of course, they're going to charge more. Local products that, you know, the vegetables and stuff, they tend to stay relatively close to the same. But, you know, on the bigger scale items, that's where we run into issues. Like eggs, example. Everybody knows that eggs went from, you know, like skyrocketed and were barely available, and you're spending, you know, several dollars a dozen for eggs. You know, we use a lot of eggs. We use a lot of flour. We use a lot of chocolate and, of course, a lot of coffee. And I can't have my prices go up 20, 30, 50% and expect people to still come in here.
Tell us very briefly, because we are going to do a full-on coffee conversation with you, but your overall coffee philosophy. Where's your coffees coming from? Your roasting technique a little bit?
So we source our coffee from all over the world, Ethiopian, Colombian, Sumatra, Mexican, Costa Rican, and we are primarily an organic and fair trade roaster, which we find to be very beneficial to us for the quality of the coffee and knowing that the farmers are getting paid properly. And it's proven to be, you know, beneficial to us and on a wider market, like at Whole Foods and Big Y and other stores that we sell our coffee in, and cafes too, of course. And then we're like a medium light roaster, basically, is where we fall into.
How hard is it to maintain allergen integrity in a place like this?
It requires, you know, we have to take this allergy test, and several of our employees have ServSafe, and the cross-contamination is always a major concern, so we have to pay very close attention to it. There's extensive training, there's separate cases, we handle everything separately, and we have very strict rules. When it comes to allergen, we know what can happen if somebody gets something that they're not supposed to have.
I imagine the larger kitchen might be helpful with some of that, a little more room to maneuver and spread things out.
Yes, and we've had our gluten-free items tested before, and they come back with no noticeable gluten in them. So
that's great. What's your philosophy on the importance of cafes as part of society? When I knew I was coming here, kind of to start my day off, I was like, yes! I love being in a cafe, but you as a purveyor who's running the cafes, what have you witnessed in regards to their importance in at least life in the Valley, if not, you know, life in America?
Yeah, I feel like cafes are such an important part of the community. A lot of people, you know, they make friends in a cafe, be it, you know, if they're working next to them day in and day out. You know, at Esalen, we have customers that are there 40 hours a week, and it's their office.
Yeah.
And I probably should charge them rent.
But. Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to discourage that behavior. I'll go there and work for an hour and then leave.
If you're going to do that, you can bring back the big table, but they have to sit at the big table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we do move people around.
But that is part of the cafe culture, that you want people to be able to have a place like that to work. Maybe not 40 hours a week.
100%. And then the community, you know, we have people come in every single day for the same drink and the same pastry every single day. And sometimes they're really chatty and sometimes they're not. It's one of their best parts of the day. On one of our recent anniversaries at Esalen, I was handing out gift cards to a lot of our regulars that have been coming in for years. And one person that never says anything to anyone, they just come in, order the drink and their pastry, and then they leave, actually came to tears and like, this is the best part of my day, coming in here and get this. And they mentioned that they spend the rest of the day in their office and then go home, and it's the best part of the day was going to Esalen. And that's like really important to me. So when we talk about closing for like a storm or something like that, or opening late, it's almost not acceptable. We need to be here for that person and anybody else that is the best part of their day.
I wanted to ask what the favorite menu items are, or pastries, whatever. What are the things that people come in?
What's the star of Woodstar?
They're all stars, but muffins and our Danish is extremely popular in the morning. Get onto lunch and our cookies are extremely popular. We sell so many of them. And then the cold case, our eclairs are very popular. We recently created a gluten-free eclair that's as good or better than the regular eclair.
Wow. You hear that, Claire?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an eclair.
Oh.
I can't believe no one's ever thought of that before, Monty.
Has no one? I feel like...
Okay. I think she's being
great.
Facetious.
Great.
Did I miss the mark, Mark?
Oh, here we go.
It's Khalees, I can do.
My first name is Elizabeth, you guys.
What?
Yeah. Literally eclair.
Oh, no.
And my parents did that. They called me Claire since the day I was born.
That's amazing. They didn't call you eclair all the time.
No, but they named me eclair.
You should get one, because you are what you eat.
Literally.
The more you know. Mark Krause here at Woodstar in Northampton will make a plan to come visit you across the river in Hadley at Esalen.
Family.
Roasting the coffee, but thanks for inviting us here to Woodstar.
Our pleasure. Thanks for coming by.